Today, I conclude my celebratory month of October, marking 15 years of Baroque bonbons. In this bonbon, I award a prize to my favorite era in Baroque music. Without a second thought, this goes to George in London. Can there be any other period in Baroque music when so many people were writing about music in diaries, newspapers, and books, and writing with such wit? So much was happening in the music world. Opera took off, leading to all sorts of feuds between London opera houses. Italian musicians toured the British Isles, bringing new styles and excitement. And music publishing brought new collections into domestic music making. Fortunately for me, my favourite composer was living in London at the time, Handel. He really leaps off the page of music history books, as there are just so many contemporary accounts of his life and the performances of his music. It's also fortunate that his house has survived, a beautiful museum in Brook Street. My favourite aria by Handel is Susurrati Onde Vezzose from Amadigi di Gola, which was composed in 1715. The surviving descriptions of this opera are so detailed that I can see the scene as I listen to the aria. Before the opening night, news got out of a magical opera with breathtaking staging. So many crowds arrived that they had to be turned away from the King's Theatre. Seating was less than normal because the space on the side of the stage where audience often would sit was taken up with stage machinery as well as stage engineers and plumbers needing constant access to the stage. At last, the stage scenery in a London production was on a par with that of continental Baroque theatres, with shutters, pulleys, lanterns and torches. The highlight was revealed as the curtain rose in Act Two. A fountain on the stage spraying real water, bathed in coloured lights. Looking at his reflection in the water was the hero, Amadigi, played by the famous castrato Niccolini. Once the applause had died down, he sang this sensuous, lilting cavatina, accompanied by two recorders, invoking the god of love to comfort his tormented mind. Susurrati Onde Vezzose is sung here by my favourite countertenor, Philippe Yourofsky, with the Artaxerxes Ensemble.
Consola.
That was Susurrate Onde Vezzose, sung by Philippe Yuroski with the Artaxerces Ensemble.
FMR 101.3 FM.